Well, friends, it is July the 14th. I want to welcome you here to The Pulse. I'm Pastor Troy Brewer from Open Door Church, and I'm coming at you strong from the studios upstairs. Hallelujah. So good to see you guys today. Thank you all for chiming in and for joining in. I just love that story. Kind of choked me up a little bit. The story about Charles and I'm just so proud of him and our friends that have leprosy that we're taking care of all over the world. And I'm going to be in Uganda in 2 weeks from now. I'm going to be in Uganda. By the way, I see that my son George is watching in Uganda right now. And I love it whenever people actually say, hey, I'm watching from someplace. I'm watching from that place. If you guys have questions or comments, go ahead and start typing those things out too, because today I'm going to be able to get to a lot of different things, including a Bible study that we're actually going to do together later on. I'm going to actually, well, I don't know if you heard my sermon on Sunday or not, but it was quite the doozy. And I was taken on hell with a water pistol. And I was kind of busting out the old theology there, and we're going to talk about the same thing today, but we're going to go into it a little bit deeper. But first, I got to talk to you about the biggest media week we have ever had. And guys, we have been rescuing so many kids, and in the midst of celebrating rescuing, in the midst of that, the Lord has opened up some tremendous doors for us that are absolutely incredible. And it all started with a prophecy by Pastor Brian Gibson, who's going to be, no, he's not going to be here this week. No, he's not going to be here this week. Anyway, by Pastor Brian Gibson, who is in parts unknown right now. Watch this.
Jesus talked to me about Pastor Troy this last week. Yeah, I was getting ready to come down here, and he spoke to me, and he said this to me about Pastor Troy. He said, Pastor Troy has been a friend to me, Brian. And there's an elevation of friendship right now coming from the highest offices in the land unto your pastor and to this church. And I want you to watch with expectation, because you're going to see the hand of God over the next 24 months in a way in this ministry than you've ever seen it before. God's going to put a spotlight on Open Door Church, and God's going to put a spotlight on Troy Brewer Ministries, and God's going to lift himself up and receive glory. And listen, the nation and the nations are going to know at another level what you've been doing as a local body. It'll be covered on major news outlets. Hear the word of the Lord. You'll see it come across major lines. I see your pastor on Fox News. I see them interviewing him, and they'll tell the tale and the story of what God has done in rescue and kids.
So multiple federal agencies are now joining forces to crack down on child sex trafficking. It is a major problem in this country. And the effort is part of a broader Trump administration initiative to locate more than 146,000 migrant kids who federal officials say are missing, disappeared, or unable to be located. For more on the fight to rescue these vulnerable kids, let's bring in Pastor Troy Brewer of the wonderful Open Door Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Troy, great to have you.
Thank you, Aisha. I'm so happy to be here.
I want the audience to know the great work that you do, Pastor Troy. I met you a couple months ago, and I've learned so much about what it is that you and your wife and the church do. You have rescued so many kids that have been trafficked. I want to say it's 12,000 kids total over the years. Tell us about how you're on the front lines, how you do it, how you find them, and then you don't just find them, you raise them.
Well, just like that, guys, the prophecy comes true, and these words will come to pass. And this is why, man, we must have the prophetic among us in the body of King Jesus. I'm not going to throw away the prophetic. Well, guys, whenever the Bible talks about the fivefold ministry gifts and of, you know, the all of them, you know, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, and then, of course, the prophet and the apostle. To say that there's no longer an apostolic ministry or there's no longer a prophetic ministry, but the other ones are still around, well, it's just not right. What's real is, and what is right, is that God Almighty is speaking today, and he is declaring. And I thank God for Pastor Brian Gibson and for his bold, courageous word that he gave. And it didn't take but 5 weeks after he prophesied that. And outside of us being open during COVID and us remaining open during that Easter that the whole world shut down all the Resurrection Sunday services, because we were open, we did a huge food outreach that day. We fed over 3,000 people. That made Fox News. But outside of that, I've never been on Fox News, never been interviewed before. I certainly never had 6.5 minutes of time of talking about the importance of rescuing kids all over the world, but right here in the United States of America. And sure as shooting, man, it came to pass. So way to go, Prophet Brian Gibson. I love you, man, and I'm proud of you, and I call you blessed, man. Hallelujah. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Pastor.
What's going on, man?
Man, just trying to keep up today.
It's a lot, isn't it?
This week has been crazy.
Yeah, man. I honestly, you know, on Sunday, whenever I was talking about, hey, it was just a week ago, I was in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. It was like it was a million years ago.
Yeah.
You know, even that interview that I just did, I was in Luckenbach, Texas, and we were doing a marriage retreat down there. And by the way, all my friends that went on that marriage retreat, I sure do love you guys. I'm like, what is that on your hand? Okay, this is my reminder to pray for Miss Carlin. Mm-hmm. Who is a teenage girl, and she's out at youth camp right now. And
yes.
So, Carlin, I'm still praying for you, darling, and I bless you and love you in Jesus' name. Carlin Newcomb, I met her yesterday, too.
Before they all left, right?
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was so sweet.
Well, I can see that there's people from all over the planet Earth that's watching.
Yes,
who
else
here today?
We got Christine from Berlin, Germany. In the house.
Hey, wow. Berlin, wow. Man.
That is amazing. We have Liz from Africa. She never misses one podcast. Love her. We have George from Uganda, your son, our son. Sue from Canada. Brian from Ontario. We got Indiana, the house, Rose. We got Robin Lee, our ODX, and part of our tribe, Mesa, Arizona. We got Bruce from California. We got Linda from Alaska. And we have Pastor Ronnie from Washington. I don't know if you know him. He says, hi, Pastor. He said,
hey, Ronnie, what's going on, buddy? How are you,
greetings,
man?
Greetings to you. So we want to thank everybody that is watching, everybody that is tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for partnering with us. Thank you for being ODX members. Thank you to all our stage members. If this is your first time and you just became a stage member, please comment and Pastor Troche or I will give you a shout out. And we want to encourage everybody to go to ODX.tv and become a stage 3 or lifetime partner. Come on, I double dog dare you. And it, just let us know where you're from if this is your first time tuning in. Also, we want to remind everybody that we have a 24/7 prayer center. And this is one of the things that I love, that we have women and men that are waiting on the other line to pick up your call, to pray with you, to intercede with you, whatever it is that you're going through. Anytime throughout the show, we want to remind everybody it's real people, real women and men that have been preparing all week and in warfare and ready to pray with you. So come on, call the line right now, 877-413-0888, and let's become a stage 3 or lifetime partner.
Man, I'm, you know, Berlin. Do you guys remember the band Berlin from the 80s? Had a big hit in the Tom Cruise movie. What was that song? If you guys know what that is, because that's driving me crazy. Yeah, it was from Top
Berlin
Gun.
Band.
Berlin, come on. You guys help
song.
Me out.
Hold on, we're Googling.
Yeah, we're going as fast
Top
as we can.
Top Gun, Berlin song, Top Gun.
Whoever is the first.
Oh, Take My Breath
take
Away.
Take My Breath,
yeah,
my
that's
breath
a
good
Away.
Song.
Yeah, right on. That was it. Don't die. Come on, brother. That's what I'm talking about.
I can't play too long because I don't want to get flagged.
Yeah.
But that is a classic
that
song.
Is.
It was Take My Breath
That's
Away.
That's a good
song. Yeah, right on. That's cool.
I forgot that one.
Anyway, I'm so happy to see my friends from all over the world. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I've got so many good things to tell you. And again, guys, we're going to do a Bible study together here in a little bit. But first, I thought what I might do is I thought that I might actually show the whole video
of
Aisha interviewing me, Aisha Hasney, and I thought I might show that. You guys want to do that here in
a
few minutes?
I mean, it was a pretty big deal that for this ministry to have a platform like Fox News. That's it was such an honor for us to watch. We were actually on a family vacation and we tuned in from the pool because we couldn't miss it.
It was
and
so good.
I think, like, in case everyone else, you know, miss it, I think, why not? Let's watch it back. Yeah.
All right. So you know what? Listen, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to show it. Now, this thing is 6 minutes long, and which is a big segment for them to give.
Yeah.
I mean, it's typically 30 seconds, maybe a minute, something like that. But she gave me six and a half minutes.
Wow.
Which was amazing. And then you guys let me know how you think I did. And so, guys, we're going to show this in case you missed it. And I'll join you again 6 minutes from now. Here we go. My big debut on Fox News. Boom.
Criminal organizations identify these vulnerable children, exploit weaknesses in our government systems, and move to exploit children through labor trafficking, sexual exploitation, fraudulent sponsorships, and criminal enterprises. Opening the border opened up this business for them.
So multiple federal agencies are now joining forces to crack down on child sex trafficking. It is a major problem in this country. And the effort is part of a broader Trump administration initiative to locate more than 146,000 migrant kids who federal officials say are missing, disappeared, or unable to be located. For more on the fight to rescue these vulnerable kids, let's bring in Pastor Troy Brewer of the wonderful Open Door Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Troy, great to have you.
Thank you, Aisha. I'm so happy to be here.
I want the audience to know the great work that you do, Pastor Troy. You know, I met you a couple months ago, and I've learned so much about what it is that you and your wife and the church do. You have rescued so many kids that have been trafficked. I want to say it's 12,000 kids total over the years. Tell us about how you're on the front lines, how you do it, how you find them, and then you don't just find them, you raise them.
Yes, ma'am. It's very important to us that once we actually rescue these kids, that they don't get put into government systems where they're going to vanish, because not only does that happen here in the United States, but it happens throughout the world. And we're always saying, hey, we can do better than that. Now, we can only do better, you know, we can only do better than that if we have the help and the cooperation of the government that will allow for the licensing and will not completely vet us out as far as the finances go. Mm. You know, you just now were mentioning this case where we're looking for nearly 150,000 kids. That number is so low because that number was unaccompanied minors. Many of the minors who came across the border during the Biden administration were accompanied by the traffickers, and they were also not vetted themselves. And we're not even counting those numbers. So, Aisha, there's a lot of work to be done.
You know, I remember being at the border, Pastor Troy, and I would see some of these kids that would come over unaccompanied. I mean, tiny, tiny babies, you know, little girls. Sometimes, you know, the older sibling was helping the younger one, and the older one would only be like 6 or 7 years old herself, a child. This is the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mark Wayne Mullen, who is trying to lead the charge and trying to be a voice for these missing kids. This is him recently on Capitol Hill talking about the numbers.
Because of President Trump, we finally funded them for 3 years. We're able to push and go find these kids. We found 146,000 kids so far. 146,000 kids. We still have nearly 300,000 missing.
You know, you're in Texas, and I know that you saw a lot during the Biden administration with the border crossings put up on the screen here. Just a reminder of the numbers that we saw in 2021, almost 2 million border crossings under that administration. By 2024, it was nearly 3 million. And like I said, there were so many kids that we saw come across too. How bad was it, Pastor Troy, when you were there on the ground when the border was wide open?
Well, it was actually worse than what people realize. It was so bad. And the kind of damage that it did will be years and years and years in the making. We rescued so many minors. We're talking about 11 and 12 and 13-year-olds that were pregnant or already had babies from the atrocities that had taken place just on the other side of the border while they were being actually moved across from their traffickers. We actually rescued one little girl that was 14 years old, and she was 9 months pregnant, and she nearly drowned in the Rio Grande. She nearly almost drowned, and our team actually rescued her, and she's actually one of our little girls now, including her baby as well. So it was quite a lot, but the fact that we actually turned them over to their custodial parents, never vetted them, never, ever, ever vetted them, and never vetted the parents, the quote-unquote custodial parents that were with children, is a great atrocity that has to be undone.
And now you're helping this administration. I believe I've heard that they've reached out to you. You had some big meetings on Capitol Hill recently. And if we can put up on the screen some of these pictures with you and the kids, I mean, of course, we won't show their faces, but apparently the Trump administration is asking you for help.
Yes, ma'am. Not only is there not hostility from our current administration that we have experienced across so many administrations for the past 30 years, we've been rescuing kids. And we're actually going to hit our 13,000th rescue this year. We're going to rescue our 13,000th child this year. But not only do we not have hostility, but man, we actually have a huge spirit of cooperation. There's so many people in D.C. right now that are serious about taking on hell with a water pistol, that are serious about doing anything that we can do to stop this, to end it on so many different levels. It's the most encouraged I've ever been.
Pastor Troy, you know, I want to end with this. We just have a little bit of time left. This is never going to end unless the demand for kids being trafficked ends. Why do you think it is such a problem in this country?
Pornography. Pornography is the driver. Pornography is the mechanism of how you go from watching the babysitter to watching the baby. Pornography is what funds it because it's highly monetized, and pornography is actually, it actually teaches people to surf the dark web. And until we get serious about ending pornography in this nation, it's not going to stop. But we can stop it. And there has been some powerful legislation that has taken place. The simple verification of ages, the verification of what's being uploaded, those things need to be, they have to be policed. And until that actually happens, none of this is going to stop.
Well, this is a fight for the soul of this country. I feel like it is, and you're on the front lines doing very good work there down in Texas. Pastor Troy, great to see you again. Great to have you on the program. We hope you come back.
God bless you so much, and thank you.
Thanks for everything you do.
So there you have it. There it was.
So cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Were you nervous before you went on?
No, I really wasn't. I was sitting in Leukebach, Texas. I was in somebody's kitchen, and I was just like, it was wild too, because how it works on the screen, again, you can, and you're talking to the producers back and forth, yeah, and everything. And they just wanted me to set up a computer and do it on a computer. You, of course, yeah, wanted to, we were going to set up a bunch of nice cameras and make sure the lights were, and then we were also going to go to the studio, mm-hmm, in San Antonio. We were going to go to the Fox News studio, yep, there. And they were like, no, just do it on your phone. And we're like, I don't want to do it on my phone, man. And they're like, well, just set up a computer and it'll be fine. So that was without any kind of microphone or anything. It's just amazing the technology we have.
Yeah. I think they wanted to like just keep it simple, I guess. But, you know, we have, again, like we were just like, well, we can do this. We can do that. Yeah. They're like, nope, just do it on a computer. Just no mic, no special anything.
Well, I got on like 30 minutes before. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just sitting there watching the show because you can see everything going on and you can hear all the producers talking back and forth, which that was cool. And was that was a really cool behind the scenes thing. And then
so cool.
Then we went to a commercial break and then she came on. She's like, Pastor Troy, are you ready? I'm so excited about you being on. I'm like, gosh, Aisha, thank you for having me on, man. It's such a big deal. And like, wow. And she's like, okay, well, this is going to go by really fast. I'll try. And I want to ask you about this, about that. I said, I don't care what she asked me about. So it'll be great. And I said, I won't talk too long. I know how to do this. And she goes, oh, no, you'll do great. Afterwards, we talked again. And she said, well, because it went to another commercial. And afterwards, she's like, oh, my gosh, I hope you're happy with that. You did so good. And I said, I am. I am happy. She said, well, please come back. I want you to start being a regular on here.
Wow, so that's cool.
That'd be really good. Amazing.
So, all right.
Yeah, and then we have had a boost in our media since then that, mm-hmm, is unprecedented. Mm-hmm. We've never seen anything like it. Between the Julie Green show that we did last week.
Oh, my goodness. That was incredible,
which
too.
I was not expecting that. You know, no. I wasn't, mm-hmm, expecting that at all. I mean, we had over $25,000 in givers, mm-hmm, first-time givers from that, which was ridiculous. And we did another show last week, too, that was really big. And then there was one that just hit yesterday, I think, right?
Oh, yes. The Elijah Force interview was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Elijah,
that's going to be up on ODX shortly, if it's not, mm-hmm, already.
Okay.
And then we have, you did Graham Allen this, mm-hmm, morning.
Yeah,
Graham
I forgot
show
about
live
that.
On Rumble.
I was on Graham, mm-hmm, Allen this morning for, yeah, about 10 minutes or,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And that was a really good one. I got to share the story about the shootout in South Texas.
That was really cool.
And that was fun.
Yeah.
Also, too, I got to talk to him a little bit about, we're making a documentary right now because we're chasing down a pedophile. We're documenting what he's doing, and we're trying to find a way to get him arrested. We have actually found 25 kids that this guy has molested.
Wow.
And we have found them. And none of the kids can testify against this monster because they've all been drugged. But we're going to get,
wow,
him. No, we're going to get him. Jesus. And so we're making a documentary about it. And as soon as I get done with this pulse, I'm hopping my truck. I'm driving all the way out to Redemption Ranch, and we're filming out there this evening. Mm-hmm. And a whole bunch of my operators are out there. And
so cool.
And, they're out there, and we're going to be filming with the operators, talking about this case and talking about how much work it is, man, to chase these monsters down and actually get them. Last year, in one single year, we filed 775 cases just in Mexico.
Wow.
And every one of them at great expense, you know. So we had over 2,000 traffickers busted last year, arrested, thrown under the prison in Mexico because of 775 cases that we actually filed.
Wow.
And so that is 775 kids that we had to defend and we had to rescue that we are now raising. That are in our homes now in Mexico.
So crazy.
And it is crazy. And then this week, guys, we've had so many rescues. I mean, already We've already had so many rescues this week, you know, and it's just Wednesday. No, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, we were saying earlier that it's so cool to be a part of a ministry that we see the difference that we're making every single day. We don't have to wonder. We see it. We know we're a part of it. And that's just, that's a very special place for us to be. And I don't take any of that for granted, you know?
Well, I want to tell you too, we had a first time giver last week that, gave $10,000. I was so blown away. It's like, wow, man, that is crazy. And it's like, okay, well, does it make a difference? Oh my gosh, guys, you just wouldn't believe the expenses of things. So we've got over $4 million of projects going right now that are not yet funded, but we're just going ahead. We're moving into it and we're doing the stuff, you know, this one guy that we're trying to chase down, that thing, that's a 5-week investigative process that cost over $10,000 a week. And that's one guy. It's one guy.
You'd think it would be easier to catch bad guys, and it's not.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not. It's not. And this one involves, this guy involves five different nations. He travels the world doing this. There are these pedophile clubs because these guys really like to brag about what they do. And there are these pedophile clubs, and they travel the world, and they know how to do this thing, and they know how to operate in these dark places, and they do this, and they just leave those kids behind, and they think it's funny. Well, I don't think it's funny. And I when this guy's busted, it's going to be in an Asian country when this guy's busted, and I am literally going to hop in a jet, and I'm going to go all the way over there, and I want to see him in his cell. Yeah. I'm literally going to get in his grill and tell him, hey, yeah, man, I'm the guy that runs the organization that funded this whole thing. I'm the guy that funded all the investigation. I'm the guy that did all that. And he's going to say, who are you? And I'm going to tell him, I'm nobody, but I come in the name of Jesus, and he is somebody. That's exactly what I'm going to do. So I'm hoping I'm hoping that, because I'm about to go to Uganda, but I'm hoping that that works out, because this guy is different. This guy... This guy is older than I am, and this guy has been traveling the world for decades, molesting kids, and he's gotten away with it.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure he just thinks he will forever.
Yeah, he thinks, he has no fear of the Lord anymore whatsoever. He's fixing to learn it. He's about to learn it. And, guys, we're going to get him. Hey, listen, if you're not already fighting with us, man, get in this fight with us. Call the number on the screen. Call 877-413-0888. And let's get these clowns and let's do this thing.
Yeah.
Get
them.
Come on,
get the bad guys. Let's get them.
So who all is watching from all over the world?
We got Pakistan that just tuned in.
Pakistan.
Yeah. All the way from Pakistan. Yeah. I know we said there are multiple people, Alaska, but Pakistan was one of the countries that just, that's amazing.
That is awesome. Yes.
So good to see you guys. Wow. So many cool comments. We're sitting here looking at the screen, and guys, we can see it all on there.
Jesus. Yes.
And by the way, this, I want to say it one more time. With this one investigation we're doing right now, we're actually making a documentary out of it.
Yes.
And so, we hired a separate film crew to come in and to make an ongoing documentary. And starting probably in the month of probably October or November, we're going to have a whole different channel on ODX.TV called How to Catch a Monster. Everybody's going to think it's Blurry Creatures, right? But we're just going to start uploading all these documentaries and showing everybody what all we go through to get this thing done, because it's a lot.
It is not easy. And that's why I think not a lot of people do it, because it's like what you need to have as far as like all the hoops that you have to, all the hoops we have to jump through just to rescue kids and to raise them. And then let alone catch these bad guys that no one else is going after. It's like, and in order to obviously do it the right way and all the things, it's not easy. And most people aren't up for it.
Our team just got back. Pastor Swami just got back from Durango, Mexico, and she flew straight from the Dominican Republic to Durango, Mexico. And we are working with an extraordinary guy who has a team of people. And imagine, you know, the team is investigators. The team is psychologists. The team is government officials. And these guys are literally in the Dominican Republic, man. They are literally fighting an unbelievable thing that is happening there. And they're rescuing so many kids. And so we just now started partnering with them. We're about to wrench all that up in a whole lot greater way. But I had to send my team out there. They had to vet us and we had to vet them.
Yeah.
And we had a great mutual respect for each other. You know, because they only know me from, you know, he's just a pastor, you know, he's just a TV guy. And all that, and like, well, I do all this, man, to do that, and to make sure that all this stuff is funded, and that we're actually doing the kingdom stuff. And but we had a great mutual respect for each other, and he is a stud. I will be telling you more about his ministry later on. But I mean, things like the thing that was reported to me is, Pastor, we got to help these guys because none of them even have cars. They don't even have cars. They have to Uber if they're going to go anywhere. I mean, that's how broke they are. Wow. And I know exactly what they're doing. I mean, I did it too. Before I had All You Partners, I did it too. You know, me and Leanna, we were pretty much by ourselves. We had a few people that stood with us. I'm talking about a few, as in maybe 5 or 6 or 7 people that stood with us in one way or another. But the rest of it was on us, man. So we mortgaged our homes. That's what these guys do. They mortgage their homes. This guy's beautiful wife was his very first rescue.
Wow.
Yeah, he rescued this girl, and he loved her, and he married her, and they've been married for 10 years now. And after that, he just started rescuing girls. And so now he actually trains the nation. He does the same thing that we do. Mm-hmm. His operators literally train the nation. They work very big in the government. They are rescuing so many. They rescued 62, which we were in on that a little bit, meaning we helped fund it. But I mean, they did all the work. They did all the work. They did all the stuff. We just helped provide the funding for it, and they did it. And then they rescued another 8, so it was a total of 70. Wow. And then our team actually met the victims. They were there and talked to them. One beautiful 15-year-old girl, just beautiful, that I got to talk to, you know, and she loved me. She said I looked like her dad. Her daddy died whenever she was young. And she's like, you look just like my dad. And she started crying. It was just something really supernatural, man, that the Lord did. She said, it's like I'm calling heaven and I'm talking to my dad.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. I was like, well, I am your papa. I'm your Papa Troy. That's who I am. And but again, they're poor as dirt. They're underfunded. We have got to rescue these rescuers. We have got to. And Pastor Schwartz, man, he called me and said, Troy, these guys were awesome. You would love these guys. I think as soon as I get back from Uganda, I think I'm going to go over there and pay them a visit and just go over there.
Oh, that's cool.
And spend a couple of days over there. We're also looking at picking up a children's home in the Dominican Republic that can immediately house 20. It's actually a Christian retreat, and they're willing to turn the whole place into like a children's home.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, they're like, look, you won't have to run it. We'll run the whole 9 yards. We just need the funding for it. So, yeah, guys, listen, we can do this, and we are doing it, and the Spirit of the Lord is moving in a great big way. Hey, look at this, Caleb. Look at that.
I was going to say, I want to give a shout-out to Caleb Kirsch. May the Lord multiply this seed towards the next rescue.
Yes. Way to go.
Being fully funded. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
And then we had an anonymous earlier give $50. So.
Wow.
Awesome.
So thank you so much for partnering with us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys. I love y'all, and I praise God for you. Thank you, man, for getting into this fight. Thank you. I'm going to switch gears here just a little bit and talk about something that we're all dealing with here. We have on our staff and on our team, we have a lady by the name of Pamela Gage. Pamela Gage is known as Mimi, and Mimi is our very, very, very good friend, and this is also Pastor Candace's mama.
On the left there.
Right on. And so that's Leanna, and that's Mimi together. Now, she watches all, because we travel so much, we have to have people watch our kids and our grandkids. Mm-hmm. And she is the granny that comes and stays at my house and watches all of our grandkids for us. And I know that she's watched your kids before.
Yeah, she's a grandma. I can't talk about it too much because I will get emotional. But she's a grandma to my kids. They would call her a grandma. She's family for us.
I mean, definitely my grandkids think that is their grandmother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, definitely.
Yeah.
2000%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Sunday, she, you know, she's always at church, and she didn't come to church on Sunday morning, and we got concerned and called her. She didn't answer the phone, so we went over there to the house, and we found her in her house, and she was face down, and picked her up, took her to the hospital, and she had had a massive brain bleed, So immediately following the service, the second service, I left and went up there, and I was up there with John and Pastor Candace, and Pastor Ryan was there. Of course, Pastor Leanna was there, and we were there. They're first cousins with, she is cousins with Lance Walnow and the whole Walnow family. And, they came in, and we were up there, and it has not been a good diagnosis. Mm-hmm. and she hasn't woke up yet. And she's had brain surgery, and we were with her yesterday as well. And it's a really hard thing to see. And mm-hmm. Candace, Pastor Candace, who heads up all of our student ministries, she is up there, living up there at the hospital, fighting for the life of her mama. And again, this is our good friend. Our hearts are so broken over this. I mean, really and truly. Yeah. And I get my heart broken every day because, you know, I get a report every single day. And all these things of all the things we fight. But this is different, guys. And I would like to ask the entire army of all things Troy Brewer Ministries, Open Door Church, Spark Worldwide, Answer International, Open Door Food Banks, and Redemption Ranch. I would like to ask the entire army, let's stop and let's say a prayer for her. Because I want her to live. I really do. Yeah, and we're literally asking for a complete and total miracle. And it will take a miracle. It will take a miracle. The extensive damage that was done to her brain is tremendous. And she needs a complete, total healing. So can we all pray together?
Yeah,
you have anything you want to say about that?
No, we're expecting a miracle. We've seen God do miracles. We see God do miracles in the lives of children all over the world every single day. And this is our family now. This is our turf. And we're expecting a miracle testimony for our Mimi. She's too important to all of us.
You guys type on whatever social media platform healing in Jesus'
healing
name.
In Jesus'
type
name.
That on there and let's all be in agreement with this thing together. So Father God, sir, I come to you, Lord. And God, I want to lift up Mimi and I pray for her. And God, I just love her so much. And God, we all love her so much. And Lord, we know, God, that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And today, on this day, we are expecting either the hand of your healing in her life, or we are expecting the arms of your receiving. Mm. And Lord God, sir, we know, God, that she is saved. We know, God, that she's finished well. We know those things. But Lord, we just love her. God, we don't want her to leave yet. And we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, against this unjust tragedy that has come against her. And I rebuke the devil that sent it in the name of King Jesus. And Father God, sir, I pray, God, for her life. And Lord God, sir, send your angels for the performance of your word, Amen. Lord God. Yes, Lord. God, you are hearing the prayers of all of our friends all over the planet Earth. And I thank you, Lord God, sir, that you receive these prayers. And God, that there's healing in your wings. And I love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you all thank for you, everyone who agreed and who put a comment there. And please thank continue to pray for our Mimi.
Yep, please continue to pray for her. Mm-hmm. But we're liable to just start busting out bawling.
I know.
And we're like,
it's very,
We've been through it. We've been through it here the past couple of days with this thing. And of course, listen, I'm going to just tell you, I'm the kind of pastor that you can count on me to believe for a complete and total miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the kind of friends I want to have. And that's the kind of pastoral leadership I want to have.
Yep. Yeah.
And so that's what it is that we're believing God for.
Yep.
Sir.
And I know that that's what Candace is believing for.
Yeah.
And that's what it is that we're praying for.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, man, we've seen it. We have. We've seen it over and over and over again. We have seen it.
Heard testimonies of, I mean, my mother-in-law was even telling me that her dad was in the hospital after having like multiple strokes, and they said that he was brain dead, and they were completely wrong, and he went on and lived. And so it's, you know, we take the report of the doctors, that's their job to give us whatever report, and they have not, I don't know what the doctors have said. I'm not there, but I'm just saying, no matter what the doctors have said, we know that our King Jesus is a healer and a miracle worker. And so we're expecting that. We are expecting that.
So good.
You know, Belinda asked the question, how is the person from Walnut Springs Food Bank? And I appreciate you asking that question. We had a lady that was working with us out at the Walnut Springs Food Bank, and she got overwhelmed by heat. She's an old lady, and got overwhelmed by heat, and she fell over, and she hurt her head really bad.
No way.
Yeah, she passed out. We had to care flat her out, and that was on Saturday.
Wow.
But, guys, she's doing way better. Yeah, no she's way better. Oh, she's been released from the hospital.
Okay,
and she's
praise the Lord.
She's doing really good. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, man. Wow. Hey, guys, listen, it's a fight. Mm-hmm. Don't think that it's not, because it is. It is truly a fight. And, man, we're fighting all the time. Be not wary in well-doing, my friends. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I got a couple of things here. We were talking about the big media bump that we had with Fox News, and we just showed that for you. If you just now joined us, go back and watch the rerun on this and play it back, because you can actually see the full 6.5 minutes of the interview that they did with me on Fox News on Saturday. Aisha Hadney did that. But it caused our media to go through the roof. We've had the biggest media week that we have ever had. And help me out. How do I explain this media work?
Yeah, well, it's just been really cool, because obviously we have been sharing it, and you're on Fox News, which is the biggest platform that we have had really the opportunity to be a part of on a national scale. But we had a lot of our friends that chimed in to share and repost. So we just want to give them a shout out. Gabe Perot, who's actually been on the show before, he was awesome, and he shared a post. We had Charisma Magazine. Who else did we have that
we
shared?
We had Destiny Image, M.A. Rothman. That one was
okay,
really
M.A. Rothman, which I had never heard of.
Me neither.
But he has 300-something thousand followers on Facebook. Cool. Like 350,000 people, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And he did this huge article on me just from watching the Fox News thing, saying that a pastor in Texas rescues kids, and he says that pornography is the driver of all this sexual trafficking. And, man, it went viral. Mm-hmm. It just went so viral. And so many people shared it. The post that Destiny Image did was really good. And then the post that Charisma Magazine did
was amazing.
Was also amazing. And they put those things out there. What's funny is there's a newspaper in San Antonio. I think it's the Chronicle.
The San Antonio Current.
The Current. Is that what it is? The Current. They wrote a scathing, terrible article about this Islamophobic pastor. And how that
allegedly,
yeah, it was not.
Anyway.
Yeah, here's what I say. I'm not against a Muslim. I'm against their civilization. is what I'm against.
Yep.
And you bring your civilization with you, man. Listen, pal, we're gonna send you packing.
Yeah.
We're gonna send you packing. Yeah. We're not Europe. Texas is not Europe, and we're not gonna go lightly. There are 58 nations that are under Islamic Sharia law. Go to one of those wonderful places of paradise. You cannot, there's one Texas. Mm-hmm. There's only one Texas. And you cannot have our culture. You cannot have our people. You cannot have our freedom. You cannot have our girls. You can't have them. And so, you know, to hell with you. And if you think that Texans are going to take this thing lightly, you don't know the ruckus that you're stirring up. And I want to tell you, I am the one to stir it up. I sure am. I am the one to stir it up. I'm getting fired up right now. And all of these pansy pastors that refuse to address this because they might get in trouble. You need to start selling VCRs in a parking lot somewhere, and you got no business. You got no business preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and standing for your flock in the day that you're living in. And so, hey guys, check your churches and make sure that they are speaking the word of God concerning current events. And if they're not, give them the left foot of fellowship. And find somebody who's brave, and find somebody who will actually lead their flock.
Yeah, that San Antonio article, the title is Anti-Muslim Propaganda Film by Texas Right-Wingers Seizes on San Antonio's Alamo, a Central Symbol. But here's what I will say. I mean, it was very, very angled against us.
Oh, yeah.
But the quotes that they pulled from you, I thought were great.
Yeah, they actually did. They were not really ugly to me.
Yeah.
They really were not ugly to me. They were ugly to us. Yeah. And they were ugly about our movie. And they were saying,
they just called it propaganda.
Yep.
And, you know, it was like the misinformed fight, they said.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, we're not misinformed.
No.
We know that there have been millions of Britons that have been attacked by Muslim rape gangs.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gotten away with it because of the liberals, just like the people that printed that newspaper article. Says, no, this is part of our cultural inclusion to allow them to rape our women. We are not misinformed when it comes to the 1,400 years of Islamic history of what they do from one nation to another nation to another nation to another nation to another. You're the one that's misinformed. And it's because, you know, you stay high and you smoke dope and you sit on your couch and you watch Oprah all day. There are others of us that actually do know what this is, and it is a demonic civilization that hates our country. Like, well, how do you know that? Because they say it over and over and over again, and because they demonstrate it over and over and over again. They're here to rob, mm-hmm. to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that's what the devil does. And they're here because their father, the devil, has actually sent them here. Now, if your pastor doesn't talk like this, give him the left foot of fellowship. And find somebody that is brave enough to be the man or the woman that God Almighty has called them to be in the pulpit or whenever they're on the camera. They can't have this place. They can't have it. And like, well, what do you do? We don't know what to do. Man, you support the people that are actually fighting this thing, and mm-hmm. then you also support it. Don't let them take over your school board. Don't let them take over your school administration. Don't let them take over your city. You see one of them, man, that is sticking their butt up in the air in the middle of the road, run them over. Get mm-hmm. out there and kick mm-hmm. them. Get out there and say, you're not going to do that here. Turn them into a speed bump and say, you cannot have our society. Mm-hmm. You cannot mm-hmm. have our culture. Not going to do it. If they threaten to kill you, tell them, come and get it. And do not cower down and do not be afraid of these people. The devil can be defeated. I promise you, the devil can be defeated in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, but it's going to take brave people that stand against it.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
There's a video that we're downloading right now that I actually want you to react to that we didn't plan, mm-hmm. but Martin Sedra, since we're talking about this, he preached here a few weeks ago, but he has this video that was gaining a lot of traction on Instagram because he saw these mm-hmm. peaceful Muslims that were set up a little booth on July 4th yeah. in Washington, D.C., handing out Qurans.
Wow.
There, and so he, of course, Martin Sedra, being raised under Islamic law and being persecuted as a Christian.
A Coptic Christian.
Yeah. He was raised and was persecuted under that. He is just the perfect one to mm-hmm. confront in those circumstances. And he's totally in your face. And so mm-hmm. I think, oh, hold on. It's almost download. The download didn't come through. But I know, again, we didn't talk about this. We didn't warn Pastor Troy. So you truly will not have seen this yet. but I just thought it was so good. I shared it on and so many people are sharing it and commenting on it.
One.
Let me see here.
Martin Sedra is a nut. And
he's a wild man.
The reason why is because his family. So guys, you have to understand the phases of an Islam invasion.
Yep.
You have to understand it. And you can't be misinformed about it. You have to understand how they work and how they operate. And they'll tell you. They'll flat out tell you. But they're like, you're so stupid, you won't believe me when I tell you.
Wow.
Because they literally think that they think that Jews and Christians are literally monkey DNA. They actually teach their children that, and they're brainwashed from the time that they're little bitty bitty to be jihadist. And so what do? They invade a country. Mm-hmm. They start coming in, and the first thing they do is they cry the victim. Well, we're victim. We're minorities here. We need more of us in here. And then they build up mosques, and their mosques are forward bases of operation. And they will build a mosque that holds 1,000 people in a city that only has one Muslim. Mm-hmm. Like, why would they do that? Because they're moving them all in, mm-hmm. and they're using that as a forward base of operation. Okay, then what they do is they start bringing their halal food, and they start saying all this, and then they start saying, we're not comfortable with you eating bacon. In fact, you're persecuting us if you're eating bacon. Really, we all need to get along, mm-hmm. and if we're all going to get along, you're going to have to start eating halal food, and they start getting you to agree with that. And then they get all the liberals, these knuckleheaded liberals, and they get them to collude with them and go, okay, man, we're going to do this thing. Here mm-hmm. we go. Then after they do that, they take in positions of power, and then the first people they target are the Jews. That's yeah. the first mm-hmm. people, and they go after the Jews. They go after them privately, then they go after them publicly, and then they run them off or they murder them. And wow. then mm-hmm. they go after the Christians. That's the second group of people that they go after. And then they run them off or they murder them, and mm-hmm. then they turn on the liberals that were so stupid to prompt these people up,
yeah.
and then they dominate the entire nation. Okay, so if you're like, hey, I know a good Muslim, you might know a good Muslim, but you don't know a good Muslim community. Because a wow. good Muslim community is all about dominating you or killing you. So that's the truth. And I'm sorry that seems like that is harsh. It's the reality that they present to us every single day. And if you don't wake up, and if Americans don't wake, and if the body mm-hmm. of Jesus doesn't wake up, who's going to fight this battle? All right, so we actually have the video.
Yeah, we got the video ready. And can you make sure to keep Troy's mic live when we go to that? Okay.
All right, I want to hear this. All right, let's see what's going on.
Take a look at this.
This is my good friend.
Your country, I'll be killed for doing this. If I set this up, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in any Muslim country, I will be killed. We need to be grateful for the God of the Bible because he gave you this freedom. The God of the Bible.
Yes.
Yeah, that is, Jesus said, I am the great I am. That Jesus is literally the God. Yeah, of course. I'm just telling you, though. I don't mind you being, I'm just telling you, you should be grateful.
You should be grateful.
You better be, man, because if I come to your country, I'll be killed for doing this.
Yep.
No, that's not true.
No, that's not true.
Christians don't kill Muslims, bro. Muslims kill Christians. Christians don't kill Muslims.
That's exactly right.
So you got the fact. That's not opinion. That's a fact.
Christians are not out killing Muslims. Muslims are out killing Christians.
52,000 Nigerian Christians got killed by the Muslims.
Come on, brother, preach it.
Christians do not kill Muslims. Muslims are the people.
Christians killing Christians in Africa. There's a whole tribe.
Bro, Jesus said, love your enemy. Muhammad said, kill the infidel.
That's exactly right. That's right.
Sorry?
I don't see any love from you right now.
Any what?
Any love.
Love, mate, the love I give you right now is the fact that we can talk. If I was in your country, I'll be killed right now.
That's so right. Come on, bro.
I just want you to be grateful for America and the freedom that the God of the Bible gives you.
Is that what you guys are?
Are you grateful for the God of the Bible that gives you freedom?
I'm grateful to the God of Ibrahim.
He doesn't give a rip.
You should be grateful for the God of the Bible, man.
That's exactly right.
I'm glad there's freedom of religion. I'm glad you guys get to do that, but I just pray that the Muslims in the Middle East would do the same to the Christians. I pray that the Christians in the Middle East will be able to evangelize like this without us getting killed for our faith. I pray you would get rid of apostasy laws.
Come on.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, that brother preached here at Open Door Church here about 3 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was actually on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Father's Day.
So you guys look it up, man. You guys look it up.
June 19th, maybe, around there, but Father's Day, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys, y'all look all that up. Look it all up, man. And be sure and watch, because it was crazy cool, man.
I thought it was so good.
That guy's my hero, man.
Yeah, he's so good.
Me and you, during the wicked Biden administration, you and I, we were in Washington, D.C., and I was actually doing some kind of congressional thing up there. And while we were there,
during the Biden administration.
Yeah, it was. And then they busted in 10,000 Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
They started writing graffiti all over the place, yelling pro-Palestine, mm-hmm. yada, 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 running all of the law Biden Americans out of town.
Yeah.
And then the D.C. police showed up and ran us off.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to be there.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to be there.
Yeah.
They ran us off.
Which it still doesn't make sense in my brain. I'm like, how do you allow people to actually spray paint monuments?
Yeah, they're allowing them to spray paint.
And we're just walking.
And we were walking. And the fact that we weren't with those people, they figured we were hostile because we were not with them. And also, too, because you're the Jew girl.
I knew you were going to blame me.
The Jew girl.
Wearing all my
Jewelry.
Yeah, my jewelry.
Her jewelry all around here. I'm Jewish. Yeah. I'm Jewish. You can kiss my grits. I'm like, okay, here we go. Here we go, man.
Poor Craig, our security, was like, all right, let's get these crazy guys out of here.
Yeah. So, I'm not afraid of these punks one bit.
Yeah.
And you push back the runoff scream because they're all a bunch of daddy-less heathens.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all a bunch of fit throwers. And that's all they're good at. And they got a bunch of liberals on their side that pick up their cause. And I've got no use for any of them, man. I want to rescue kids out of sexual slavery. And I want to tell you, I have personally rescued thousands of children from Muslims. I have bought children from Muslims. I know who they are. I know what they are. I know what they do. And I'm not fooled. I'm not fooled by the liberal media. I'm not. And I want to encourage you guys, don't be fooled either, man. Don't. Don't. All right, so what else do we have here?
Well, I think we should get into the Bible study. I didn't know if you wanted to do it behind the veil or in front of the veil, because it's
No, I think I will. I think I'll actually, it's 152. Mm-hmm. I think that I will actually do this behind the veil, and I want to get off into the Word of God, and we're going to do this thing together.
Let's do it.
But my gosh. Okay, so guys, thank you guys for sharing all the cool media stuff, man, that has been coming out about us and for us. And it's making a difference.
It really is.
Thank you guys for supporting our ministry. Thank you for all the people who are now subscribing to YouTube, because we have so many subscribers to YouTube and we're always doing behind the scenes stuff. We did that today with Graham Allen.
Yep, we did a little behind the scenes for our members only. So if you subscribe on YouTube, that's awesome. But then also join us as a member, because we do a ton of just like, we'll literally just turn on the camera while you're getting ready or while you're, that was my personal favorite when we turned it on, we were getting you ready for camera. That was last week.
That was fun.
if you remember, and on there last week, it was some behind the scenes gold. But please join us on there. And literally, guys, we say you're a media missionary when you share what we're doing, because this is how we get the word out. Getting the word out helps us to raise support, helps us to rescue more kids. And that's literally why we do media. We don't do this because we like sitting in front of cameras and talking all day. We do media so we can get the word out about the work that we do.
Hey, you're welcome, Brother Ronnie. Call you blessed, man. Call you blessed. And it's good to see Anna Marie Cornelius is on here. My honor and my privilege. I bless you in Jesus' name. Sarah, of course, is on here. Man, there's so many good people that are on here from all over the planet Earth. Guys, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, I will be back from Redemption Ranch. In fact, I'll be here tomorrow for the Pulse. I'm going to go out there here in just a few minutes. I'm driving 3.5 hours out there. Wow. I'm going to be filming out there a big part of our new documentary.
So we'll get to hear about
Catch
that tomorrow.
A Monster, yeah. And so that'll be cool. And then I'm going to get up real early in the morning, drive back out here. We got a full day here. And then Alan DiDio.
Yes.
Be here. Is Alan going to be with us on the Pulse tomorrow?
No, he couldn't come in. He has another interview. I know.
Gosh.
We tried, but he's going to be here. Yeah, he'll be here to hang with He'll be here to hang with you. And then he'll be preaching, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be here at Wednesday night.
He's actually going to be preaching tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And he'll be here at Open Door Church. Mm-hmm. Last Wednesday, we all got together as a church and we watched a movie.
We actually watched
Great Awakening.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was awesome. Man, guys, we loved it. Man, whenever old George, what's his name? George Whitfield was preaching, the whole church was standing up going, preach it. Everybody lost their minds, man. It was like watching a movie with a bunch of Ugandans. Listen, you ain't seen a movie until you've been to the movies in Uganda.
Really?
Oh, sister. I've been to movies all over the world. Yeah. It cracks me up. I could literally sit here for an hour and tell you about all the experiences I've had and going to a foreign theater to watch a movie. India? Oh, my. You go to watch a Bollywood movie in India with Indians, because the soundtrack comes out before the movie comes out, and everybody buys the soundtrack so that they learn all the songs, and everybody sings all the way through it.
That's fun.
Wow. It's so much fun.
That sounds like so much fun.
It's hilarious, man. It's so much fun. It's kind of like, the Rocky Horror Picture Show or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everybody in there is
interacting.
Yeah, they're interacting with everything. And I don't know, it's just fun. But Ugandans, man, I want to tell you, they repeat everything. So if the dialogue is, you know, if it's like, hey, mister, come over here. Everybody repeats it. And they're like, hey, mister, you must come here. You must come here. And they're all talking like that. They're like, what are these guys doing in here? And it's just funny. After a while, you just quit watching a movie and you just start watching. Everybody's hilarious. They all just talk and they're all just like, it's great. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go behind the veil and I'm going to do a Bible study for the rest of you cats. And also, you guys, don't forget this coming Sunday. Don't forget this coming Sunday, Joseph Z is going to be with us. Joseph Z is going to be with us here at Open Door Church. And I got another picture of Joseph Z that this guy did.
Oh, no.
Here's another true picture.
Oh, do you have it, Taylor?
Do you have it?
Oh. He's got to dig.
Listen, man. Listen, Joseph Z, that's how he is when he's on camera. But I'm going to show you what he looks like behind the scenes.
Oh, my gosh. The necklace
is it on
the
there?
Cat.
Yes, that's
right
there.
It.
Yeah,
is it,
there
I mean, it's
go.
On the screen. There
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what he looks like behind the scenes. Well, yes, that's him. That's him.
That
cat is cracking
that is
me
so
up.
So funny. Man.
That is so funny.
Taylor, that's like gold. I love that you did that.
All right, guys. So listen, for those of y'all that are watching on ODX.TV, stay right there and keep on watching. And because this is going to be exclusive for you guys that are stage 2 and stage 3. Mm-hmm. Also, too, I want to give you guys some details about the 2 16-year-old boys that we rescued on Saturday and the 12-year-old little boy that we rescued on Saturday. And I'll give you those details behind the scenes. And then I'll also tell you some things, too, about this monster that we're trying to catch. And there's actually a bunch of monsters we're after, but this one I'm actually documenting the whole 9 yards of what it takes for one church, for one ministry, and for an army. Again, guys, we're not just looking for an audience. We're looking for an army. Yeah, that's what it is we're looking at. And you guys are a part of that army. So I love you guys. Y'all stay tuned. If you're watching on ODX.TV, and if you're stage 2 or if you're stage 3, for everybody else, I'm going to tell you goodbye, and then I'll let the girls close us out.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, thank you guys so much. Any other announcements that we have before we leave?
It's going to be a great week. It's already a great week.
Yeah.
We have Dawn that just tuned in. She saw you at Blurry Creatures.
First
time she tuned in on here.
Hey, cool, man. Hey, welcome.
Thanks, Dawn.
We're so happy you're here, Dawn. Yeah. We bless you in Jesus' name, man. Call you blessed. Father God, I want to lift up Dawn.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray, God, that you bless her and help her and fight her battles and bear her burdens and meet her needs, Lord God. Father God, sir, she is still your little girl, and I pray, God, that you bless her tremendously, Lord. Bless her and help her and be with her in every single way. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. You know what, Don, I'm going to, just now when I was praying for you, I know this is going to sound crazy. I've never done this before in my life, but I heard the name Polly. I have no idea what that is, but I heard it twice whenever I was praying for you. And I don't know if you know what that means. And if not, it's probably just because I haven't ate yet. But I heard the name.
Indigestion.
Yeah, it's probably just into, that's probably something. But I heard the name Polly when I was just praying for you. So maybe you know somebody named Polly. And I pray for them in Jesus' name. If not, who knows what it is I'm hearing. You know, the prophetic is only little bits and pieces of things.
Yeah.
And I'm no skilled prophet in any way whatsoever. But I do hear the Lord speak, and I heard the name Polly. Wow. I sure did. Honestly, tell the whole world if that means anything to you. I want you to type in and say, you can just say nope, or you can say it does. It doesn't matter to me. I promise you, I'm not going to be embarrassed. Yeah. Put it on there. Let's see here. Let Joseph Z and his hairless minion.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. I see here.
She's going to keep her eyes open, which I've seen.
I'll keep my eyes open.
I've seen that in my own life where I'll get a word and in the moment, like it doesn't, I don't understand it. And then I realize that I got that word to plant a seed because it will, you know, in the future. So,
yeah. Oh, for sure. No, exactly right. No, I got the gift of real. I'm not going to make something up and I'm not going to try and make it be something that it's not. So she said, it's interesting, but it sure doesn't. It's interesting, but it sure doesn't. Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
So there's two Dons. So
hold on to that.
There's two Dons. There's Don Kelly.
Yeah.
And then there's Don Jed Daly 5911.
Yeah. Right on. So run on. So yeah. But the other one. But hold on to it. Hold on to it. See if maybe you come across somebody named Polly.
Of course. Polly means many.
Polly means many. Yeah, it does. It does mean that. I don't know, but I heard it twice. Yeah. I mean, it's like I got no reason to think of the name Polly.
Yeah.
The other day I did that with somebody. Who was it? I'm trying to think who it was. I just got off the phone with Brian Gibson. And he is a prophet. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you start hanging around prophetic people, you get prophetic. And I was praying with somebody, and God gave me a name. And I said, does that name mean anything to you? Because God always gives me names. He gives me names, and he gives me phrases. Mm-hmm. And he also gives me towns. I'll think of towns. And anyway, I asked her, does this name mean anything to you? And she said, no. And it was actually a guy. And he said, no. And I said, okay, well, hang on to that name because you don't know. He called me about 30, 40 minutes later, and he was eating lunch in Burleson, Texas. And he goes, hey, I'm here with my waitress. And my waitress's name is so-and-so. And it was a name I had just given him.
Whoa.
And he's like, here, pray with her, because he didn't know what to do. So I was like,
That's crazy. Amazing.
So I said, dude, we were already praying for you.
Wow.
We were already praying for you, and we didn't even know who you were.
Wow.
And yeah, I love the prophetic. Mm-hmm. I love
That's
that
so
the
cool.
Holy Ghost speaks to all
so
of us.
Fun.
Well, friends, I love you guys. Mm-hmm. And everybody on ODX.TV, stay right there where you are. And until next time I see y'all, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.
This is Naomi, 16, 8 months pregnant, pulled from a river while running for her life from the evil men who had trafficked her. This is Emily, 15, betrayed by her own father and handed over to one of the most violent trafficking rings upon all the earth. This is Sophie and Anna, 12 and 15, sisters, sold into a life of sexual exploitation by their own mother. And this is Shravani, 8, vulnerable, sleeping on the ground with nobody to fight for. These faces all have one thing in common. They are all set free. And they are just 5 of the 11,000 children that we've rescued all over the world. I'm Troy Brewer, and for over 30 years, my team and I have been rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking. And friends, we are not stopping. These are the faces of freedom. Get in the fight with us. Go to troybrewer.com or call 877-413-0888, because there's another face out there right now, another child waiting for someone like you to step up and to say, not on our watch.